Dear friends, God's grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now we can find out what this horse and cart is all about and what's going on with that. For this message, you may want to keep the passage from Isaiah chapter 6 handy. I'm going to give some background to this passage. It's one that we do on Trinity Sunday. And well, man, there's a lot of meat in this. Really dug in deep this week because I was really thinking about what would God want to be said here today. Dear friends, a horse and a cart, I've got here up on my screen, a horse and a cart really needs to be balanced in just the right way so that it can move. And they've got to be in the right order. Isn't it that joke that you don't put the cart before the horse? So hold on to that. When they're not in the right order or there's not balance, the weight isn't distributed, you can't really move. You can't go in the right way that you should go, that you want to go in towards your destination. Now, for the sake of the sermon, I'm going to get kind of twisted here and crazy. I oftentimes do that. I would like for you to consider this morning that the horse represents shame in your life. I'll explain that in just a second. And that the cart here represents pride. Okay, so pride and shame, horse, cart, right? I'll explain more about that here in just a second. So imagine if there was a lot of weight on the cart. Is that going to go anywhere? Yeah. So again, imagine the cart being pride. When the cart is full, there's a lot of pride. We're not able to get where we really need to be. And my friends, as I was taking a look at Isaiah chapter 6, what I want to share with you here this morning is that Isaiah, this is going to sound so wild, but Isaiah was full of pride, I believe. Why? Isaiah had connections. This prophet, maybe one of the most famous in the entire Bible, see, he came from a royal line of descendants. In fact, the king that's mentioned, King Uzziah, this is the king of Judea, the southern kingdom right around Jerusalem, this King Uzziah. What we know is that this king was actually the uncle of the prophet Isaiah. So you think about that. The prophet Isaiah has a high position as one of the, he's a paid prophet. That's his occupation. He's a paid prophet. This is the way Israel worked. So he has a high position in the religious network. And politically, he's got incredible connection right to the king. It's his uncle. This guy knew the scuttlebutt that was going on in the nation. He could just go behind the scenes. He knew what was happening. Isaiah had connections. But then Isaiah had, man, did he have talent and skill. He was the orator of the entire kingdom. His poetry was world-renowned. He was an author, a writer, very talented. He's like the best-selling novelist that we might experience today. In fact, he is a best-selling novelist. Handel based his entire Messiah off Isaiah's writings. He's still very famous, this Isaiah. So here you go, a man with connections and a man with amazing talent and skill. And around this time, what we know, Isaiah chapter 6, again, this is advanced Bible study nuggets, but I want you to know this. Around the time of Isaiah chapter 6, the king, Uzziah, had become reclusive. He was hiding away. He was no longer being king. He wasn't out in front. And the kingdom was in decline. Isaiah, having all his connections and his talent, there must have been inside of him, I can step up and take over and lead the kingdom of Judah. That's what I can do. Isaiah had a lot of pride. Now the thing is pride a good thing or a bad thing? Up or down? What do you guys think? Okay. Bob says down. Some people are saying kind of in between. Now, pride is dangerous. There is a sense that pride can be healthy and good to have some of that, so you have some sense of self-esteem and you can do things, and it's good to have some sense of pride. But yeah, overall, pride is something that can really hold us back. And the picture that I want to give you what pride can do is that cart. You see, when the person was packing that cart, they put on one box, and it was fine. the cart would move, the horse would be able to move. But then a couple more pieces of luggage on the cart, a little more pride in our life. And then we throw on, oh, we can get just a little more pride in our life. And as we add it up, as it all comes together, this ultimately is what happens when we have a lot of pride. We're not able to move. We're not able to go. And so when you look at the Bible, and I have passages here quoted from the book of Proverbs, you know them really well. In fact, go ahead and finish the sentence with me. Proverbs 16 verse 18, I believe, is what it says. I got glare here. Pride goes before... All right. What is it? I love hearing people's different takes because they learned it from their parents or grandparents. Carrie, what did you get? A haughty spirit. That's how the verse ends. Yeah, a haughty spirit before a fall. My grandma taught a fall. That's the way I learned it as a kid. Yep. All right, so we go on further. 29 verse 23. One's pride will make them low is what it says. That's not good. And then we take a look at Proverbs 8, 13. Boy, this glares. Oh, my back. It says, pride and arrogance I hate. Who's the I there? Who's speaking that? Solomon, but God. Yeah, we could say both. Solomon, but God spoke it through Solomon. Pride is really a dangerous thing when you think about it. So there you have it. Pride doesn't really help us. It doesn't get us where we really, really need to be.